Hey crew, hike it into Hooters for all the games this season, where our wings always win. World famous since 1983, with over 14 sauces and rubs to choose. Or try one of our football specials, like 10 buffalo shrimp or 3 tenders, both served with fries for a special price. Wash it down with a Big Daddy mug of Budweiser, Bud Light, or Mick Ultra. During the games, every Tampa Bay area location will be giving away signed Bucks footballs. Hooters, official partner of the Buccaneers. Visit originalhooters.com for more details.
Recording this at 12 noon Eastern time on Tuesday, November 25th. Hope you get this in advance of the 4 games across Thanksgiving and Black Friday. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I thank originalhooters.com for their continued presenting sponsorship. Also remember, if you are in the greater Tampa Bay area and you are ever in need of legal assistance, Brandon Legal Group is a full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area, and they'll offer you a free consult at 813-902-3576 or visit brandonlegalgroup.com. As you start to think about holiday gifts, if it's someone who you need a gift idea for and they are a fan of Bucks, Gators, Noles, Lightning, Rays, USF Bulls, I don't know why I put them in that order. Heads and Tails will be a place you see the right gift idea for that person. You can also go to their very easy to navigate website to see their up to the minute inventory, theheadsandtails.com. The store is on West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa, and I invite you to visit the website and the store. They had a fundraiser for booster clubs in Tampa, supporting the Noles and Gators last Thursday night. It was very well done. I stopped in, reconnected with one person who had supported my Todd Wright Tour golf tournament events a long time ago, and met someone else in our Tampa Bay community who offered to help future Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments. Thank you, Mary Lou, for the 2 re and introductions there. Theheadsandtails.com or visit Heads and Tails retail location on West Kennedy in Tampa. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. We have an update from the League of Bulgarians via email. Thank you, Vladimir. We'll see if we get to that in this podcast. If not, it will be the next podcast. My goal in this one to preview the 4 Thanksgiving games, the 3 on Thanksgiving Day, and the Black Friday game, which turns out to be a good one because the Bears just keep winning. So Bears-Eagles, and with the Eagles losing to the Cowboys, it becomes an even more intriguing game to watch for a lot of reasons. So let me preview those 4 games, see where we're at on the clock here, and whether or not I have time to read Vladimir's email in this podcast. You can always send me an email with how you're doing, whether you're like me and you basically wave the white flag on not making the playoffs because you've run out of players. I have this year. There are injuries every year, but especially when Josh Jacobs went down the last 2 weeks, combined with Drake London's situation, and now a quarterback I spent too high of a draft pick on, Baker Mayfield, doesn't even play the second half of the Rams game. Neither did Kyron Williams. That didn't help. All of it adds up. I've waved the white flag. Not my year. Tell me if it's not your year and why at right.todd@yahoo.com. In the order that they are played, Green Bay at Detroit. I'd say on Green Bay, arrow pointing up on whomever gets the call at running back. Josh Jacobs could return. It's not 100%. Those of you who handcuffed him with Wilson got a big payoff last week. If you just picked up Wilson and put him in there, you got the big payoff. You're hoping Jacobs doesn't go. Wilson may still have some value going forward, some flex type value, or if you're desperate for someone to play at a position where you can play a running back even with the return of Josh Jacobs. We see his ability. And Jordan Love just hasn't been playing well. I mean, we've seen this out of Jordan Love. I think it was a couple of years ago. Jordan Love just exploded on Thanksgiving Day. Had this enormous game. And it kind of got the Packers in a real good spot to get hot late in the season. Maybe he can do that again. The Lions are vulnerable to the pass, as Jameis Winston showed with Mike Kafka calling the shots offensively for the Giants last week. Anybody's guess who gets the attention? Christian Watson is the one trending in the right direction. But you don't know what the floor is. And he did have the two touchdowns 2 weeks ago. But at this point, you're not sure what the ceiling is either. But of all of them, with Tucker Kraft out for the year, I guess Watson's the play. You don't have to play him. You're playing him if, like me, you couldn't use Drake London. You couldn't use Marvin Harrison. Mike Evans went down a long time ago. So I have been using Watson in some of my leagues, just hoping for the best. I don't know, though, that Love is a play. I think there are a lot of better options that out there this year. And some of you are getting Burrow back. We'll get to that. So I think the only clear play is whoever is the RB1 for Green Bay. And we'll learn that, I guess, 90 minutes before kickoff. It's the first game, so you should be able to handle Jacobs and or Wilson accordingly. From the Lions standpoint, I don't think this is a great spot to play Goff, even though it's a home game. Amon-Ra St. Brown, yeah, you're playing him. I can't make a case for the quarterback because he's going to give you nothing on the ground. He really isn't putting up QB1 numbers. Jameson Williams got shut out last week. Granted, he had, what, a 38, 39-yard touchdown negated by penalty. That probably doesn't happen again. So Dan Campbell still wants to get Jameson Williams the ball. Jahmyr Gibbs catching 11 balls is probably not going to happen 2 weeks in a row. He caught, what, 10 the first time they played the Packers, though. 10. But that was the first game of the previous play caller, who is no longer calling plays, and Jared Goff didn't love what was going on against that Green Bay defense. So I'd say you can play St. Brown. Jameson Williams, probably play him. Jahmyr Gibbs, fantastic. 11 receptions on top of everything he did in the ground game. Not sure you're playing David Montgomery. Really not. So, yeah, I guess the starters, the clear starters from the early game are whomever is the RB1 for Green Bay. Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown. And if I had to give you one more, is it Jameson Williams over Christian Watson? It's close. It really is. It's Jameson Williams if you want a ceiling. It's Watson if you're just like, well, Love has to complete the ball to somebody, and he might be the guy. Second game, Chiefs-Cowboys. That's interesting now. Chiefs did beat the Colts, and I made this point in the Todd Wright Toddcast last week. That could be the start of the Chiefs winning out and finishing 12-5. They won a close game. You look at the rest of the schedule, they may be favored in every game they're played the rest of the way. You're like, well, they have the Broncos, and they have it in Kansas City. Uh-huh. Look at that schedule. Kareem Hunt's coming off a 100-yard game. Normally, he's just the guy to get you that 1 yard, 2 yard touchdown because he's going to get the red zone rushing attempt in tight. Rashee Rice has been playable ever since he came back. Kelsey had a, like Jameson Williams, Kelsey had a touchdown, right, taken off the board in the Colts game. Xavier Worthy's coming off a good game. Mahomes has been one of the top five fantasy quarterbacks all year. So all of those guys, I mean, Kareem Hunt isn't a must start. Dallas's rush defense isn't as smashable as it was a month ago or before that, but you can still make a case for all those five players: Mahomes, Hunt, Rice, Worthy, Kelsey. If I were to put them in order, Mahomes, Rice, Kelsey in a mandatory tight end league for sure. And then Worthy and Hunt are flexish. Yeah. Flexish. Is that a word? On the Dallas side, kind of the same checkbook here. Prescott, Javonte, Pickens, Lamb, Ferguson. Spagnuolo did prevent Jonathan Taylor from single-handedly beating him. Will he do that to Pickens? Notice I said Pickens and not Lamb. Yeah. Ferguson had a bit of a drought recently, but is 5-for-60 against the Eagles. A good sign for those of you who have him in mandatory tight end leagues. So a lot of potential players in that Chiefs-Cowboys game for fantasy purposes. The late game gets the return of Joe Burrow. Interesting. We have this revolving door in Cincinnati. Burrow's in, Higgins out. Last week it was Chase out. And meanwhile, since the Bengals brought in Flacco, and I know we're going to Burrow now, but Chase Brown has, if there was a within the season comeback fantasy player of the year, within the season, it's Chase Brown. Many of you who drafted him to be a starting running back were so disappointed at him at the beginning of the season. If you held on to him, it sure paid off. And so both Chases are in your starting lineup this week. Yes, both of them. Joe Burrow's probably in your starting lineup, right? You held on to him. You don't have much time left in the season. Depending on who you have been using the last, 2.5 months, I think you're excited to play Joe Burrow here. You know, unless you have one of the other top 5 or 6 fantasy quarterbacks on a weekly basis. Yoshivas saw this in a Matthew Berry column, I believe, via Fantasy Life. That's a lively waiver plug and play. He didn't score big fantasy points last week in the absence of Chase, but he's in the game plan. And without Higgins, he's in the game plan. So he goes from replacing Chase to replacing Higgins, and he's available in a lot of leagues. On the Ravens side, keep checking Lamar Jackson's status. It sounds like it's going to be okay. So Lamar goes, Derrick Henry goes, simply for the volume, and it's the Bengals defense. Zay Flowers is flexible, flex-ish. And Mark Andrews, if you're in a tight end mandatory league. Although Mark got, 1 reception last week and 2 rushing attempts. So it's an odd ride with Mark Andrews. But the matchup sort of speaks to Andrews being someone in a mandatory tight end league that you're probably sticking with this week. Then the Black Friday game, man, Caleb Williams, mid QB1, 3 touchdowns last week. You can't really make a strong case for any pass catcher or any running back. Dare we say Ben Johnson's offense, like to pull out the Jay Croucher term he taught me on the Peacock Fantasy Football Happy Hour is quite egalitarian, right? Look at last week's box. DJ Moore was the big guy. DJ Moore's had, we're in what week? What week are we now? 13? DJ Moore's had two big games. Two. One was against the Bengals, ironically. And last week. So DJ Moore, maybe. Adunze started strong, hasn't been as productive recently. You keep waiting for the Luther Burden breakout. He's involved, but not a given. Monongai or Swift, right? It's tough. Caleb's the only one you must play. The rest of them, you kind of know the deal. There's not an established floor on really any of them. And it's against the Eagles defense. So I don't know that other than Caleb, who you're probably sticking with. I mean, some of you might have been playing Caleb this whole time. You were waiting for Burrow to come back. Now, considering the matchup, you probably put Burrow in over Caleb. I'd be interested to hear from someone who has that dilemma at right.todd@yahoo.com. You drafted Burrow. You lost him. You either drafted Caleb later, picked him up on waivers, and then this week, what do you do? From the Eagles standpoint, you're playing Brown. You're playing Smith. You're obviously playing Jalen Hurts. You got to keep playing Saquon Barkley. Touched the ball 17 times. Right. Last week, the breakout could come against the Bears, who have been this year giving up despite their wins. They are a team that gives up yards on the ground a little more earlier than later. But still, you can't sit Saquon. I know you're disappointed in what's going on there, just like Eagle fans are disappointed with what's going on there. But those are your starters. I can't make as strong of a case for Dallas Goedert in this game. That said, watch, he'll go off for like 6 for 80, 86 and a touchdown. In a mandatory tight end league, yeah, Goedert could be a play. So there's my thoughts on that's enough for this podcast. We'll talk about Vladimir's email. I want to read it in advance anyway to get the highlights of it. And you can send me an email as well. So we'll come back on the other side of the Thanksgiving holiday and get you a podcast for the Sunday-Monday games after that. I do hope you have an enjoyable Thanksgiving. I am on team sides rather than team turkey. Not sure what the side served at the family's house I was kind enough to be invited to. We'll have some of those highlights later in the week. Thank you for listening. This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters.